Thanks, Durwood. Well, we're at bat, Rosie.
Good. Let's knock one clear over the fence.
Ooh, whoopee. That's the spirit.
Every morning, every evening, ain't we got fun?
Not much money, oh, but honey, ain't we got fun?
The rent's unpaid, dear, we haven't a car.
But anyway, dear, we'll stay as we are.
Even if we owe the grocer, don't we have fun?
Tax collectors getting closer, still we have fun.
There's nothing surer. The rich get rich and the poor get poorer. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun?
Ain't we got fun? We got fun.
Are you sure? Pick off those boxes well.
Ain't we got fun?
Do we have fun?
Hysterical.
No.
Ain't we got fun?
Every morning,
every
evening, ain't we got fun? Not much money,
but honey,
ain't we got fun? The rent's unpaid, dear, we haven't a car.
But anyway, dear, we'll stay as we are.
Even if we owe the grocer, don't we have fun? Tax collectors getting closer, still we have fun.
There's nothing surer. The rich get rich and the poor get poorer.
In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun?
Hey, Rosie, I'd like to check something with you.
What?
Well, I always thought that career women wanted to go right to the top.
They do?
No, not so, according to a career woman who knows her career women.
Well, this is news to me.
That's precisely why I brought it up. Mrs. Barbara Bates Gunderson, the formal civil service commissioner, says many career women just aren't career-minded.
Well, now, wait a minute. Isn't that rather a contradictory remark?
Well, let me see if I can explain. What I mean to say is that career women are inclined to work against themselves.
Now, that's the way with women. They will fight each other, and they'll fight themselves.
Now, let's not get so personal about this, Bing.
You mean let's keep the discussion on sort of a high plane, high level?
Yeah, a lofty plane, if you don't mind. Continue, Ken.
All right, very good.
Well, the fact is that a very large number of very intelligent women shun the responsibility which is necessary for advancement, you see.
Why should they do that?
Well, some career women are afraid that it would put them in an income bracket superior to their husbands.
Oh, they don't want to hurt their husband's feelings by bringing home more money than they do. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. You women are very considerate of us men, really.
Then actually, it's you men who are holding us back.
No, you're holding yourselves back.
But you men are the stumbling blocks.
Well, now we've been called everything, haven't we?
Well, I think that right now, maybe we better consider a song.
I think it'd be the safest thing to do. Mm-hmm. Take over, Rosie.
Should I?
Please do, please.
You won't feel hurt if I step up here and do my stuff.
Not at all. I give you my solemn word.
Every kiss is magic. Every hurt so tragic. That's the way. Parting is a never. That's the way with love among the young. Every thrill and every sigh is greater than before. And every time you say goodbye, you cry a little more. Every kiss is magic. Every hurt so tragic, such is youth, but when the truth is told, say goodbye, you cry a little more. Every kiss is magic, every hurt so tragic. Such is youth, but when the truth is told, it's the same with love among the young.
Say, Ken, is there anything more putting it in your file there concerning career women, women in civil service jobs? You got anything new?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do have some more here.
What's that?
Women in government jobs are really dedicated to their tasks. And actually, the government is fortunate to have them working because they're so capable, so confident, so pleasant to have around.
Oh, they're pleasant to have around, all right.
You know we are.
Now, because of women's dedication to their jobs in the government, the Federal Woman's Award has been established.
The Federal Woman's Award?
Mm-hmm. Each year, awards are given to 6 outstanding women in the federal service.
Good idea.
I couldn't agree more. Women's place in the government should be recognized.
Women in civil service take the jobs very seriously, and this results, naturally, in dedicated service, so much so that they've made themselves indispensable.
Well, I may make a point here. Women were indispensable long before civil service. I guarantee you.
And we'll be indispensable long after civil service, won't we, chum?
You know you will. Woman is not a replaceable item.
Thank you for the truth of your remarks, Mr. Crosby.
Oh, you girls are moving forward all the time.
That's what gives us confidence.
Now, Ken, this Mrs. Barbara Bates Gunderson, formerly of the Civil Service Commission, is the lady who established the Federal Woman's Award. Is that correct?
Yes, and although the purpose of the awards is to single out superior women workers in government, the real reason is to aim a shattering hammer blow at a dusty, old-fashioned, and hopelessly archaic attitude toward women.
Well, around here, we've long since given up any archaic attitude, haven't we?
Yes, indeed.
Incidentally, Bing, Mrs. Gunderson of Rapid City, South Dakota, is a former radio reporter.
Well, then, no wonder she's so alert. So inspired, progressive. That's what radio is. Alert, inspired, progressive.
Oh, most progressive.
Radio's the most.
You know what I think? I think right in through here, a greeting to Rapid City might be in order. KOTA is the CBS affiliate, isn't it?
Well, right you are. Fancy you remembering that.
Yeah.
Hello to all at KOTA.
KOTA, way up north in South Dakota.
At words poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, just let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenade, 'cause I'll probably miss a bar. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it's gonna tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Colosseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum, you're the melody from a symphony by Strauss, you're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse, you're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. But if baby I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're a real Jim Dandy. Yes, you're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're a National Gallery. You're Bob Hope's salary. You're cellophane. You're sublime. You're a turkey dinner. You're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon. It's fated soon to pop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. There's no business like show business.
Except when you're suffering from cold miseries.
Oh, and then performing can be torture.
That's why so many of us in show business insist on fast relief from cold discomforts.
And here's a way to get it. Listen.
Imagine a famous singer trying to make a hit recording when he feels miserable from cold and sinus trouble. He needs relief in a hurry, right, Frankie Lane?
Cold, sinus, and singing sure don't mix. To feel better fast, I take the newest medicine for those miseries, new improved four-way cold tablets. New four-way contains a decongestant to drain sinus congestion while it relieves cold distress.
Clinical tests prove four-way acts faster than any other leading cold or sinus tablet. In minutes, four-way speeds pain-relieving medicine all through your body. In the same time, there was no trace with other brands. Only four-way starts so fast to relieve muscular pains, reduce fever, relieve headache without upsetting stomach. And four-way drains sinus congestion to restore free breathing.
You're so right. Four-way is really great and really fast.
To relieve cold miseries while you drain sinus congestion, get new four-way. Fastest acting of all the leading cold and sinus tablets. New improved formula, same familiar package, only 39 cents.
There are guys just right for some kissing, and I mean to kiss me a few. Oh, those guys don't know what they're missing. I've got a lot of living to do. Sizzling steaks, all ready for tasting. And there's motor cars all shiny and new. Gotta move, 'cause time is a-wasting. There's such a lot of living to do. There's music to play, places to go, people to see. Everything for you and me. Life's a ball, if only you know it. And it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living to do.
The man's got a riddle.
What looks like elegant Travers draperies acts like both draperies and Venetian blinds, yet actually is neither.
This I gotta see. I give up.
And me too.
Here it is. An Eastern Star vertical blind.
Now just wait. Just wait a doggone minute, will you? It looks like elegant draperies, but it's got slats. How can it act like draperies?
Ah, just watch. I pull this magic cord, and presto, they draw apart in the middle. You see, these are vertical slats.
Wait a minute. How about acts like Venetian blinds?
Okay. I pull this other cord, and the slats turn to face any direction to keep out light and air perfectly.
Well, what do you know? They come in 21 stunning colors and have DuPont's Ludox finish, which sheds dirt, ends washing forever.
Yeah, we know about Ludox. Tell us, Ken, where do we go for this window covering decorama?
Eastern Star verticals, as well as Eastern Star regular horizontal blinds, are custom-made by local franchise dealers and sold in department and drapery stores throughout the country, where you'll also find famous Roll-Ahead Custom Venetians, all by Eastern Products Corporation of Baltimore. For the name of your nearest dealer, folks, call this station.
What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love. Just who can solve such a mystery? Why should it make a fool of me? I saw you there one wonderful day. You took my heart and threw it away. That's why I asked the Lord in heaven above, what is this thing called love?
So concludes another session. It's been delightful.
Thank you, Bing. And thanks also to our friends listening in.
Oh, yes, by all means, thanks to them. Come on, Rosie, I'll give you a ride home, huh?
I'm right with you.
One way to put together a radio show that people will go for in a big way is to combine the talents of Carol Burnett and Richard Hayes. Well, that's exactly what the CBS Radio Network has done. And with perfect logic, it's called The Carol Burnett Richard Hayes Show. Hear their songs and random drolleries each weeknight at this dial address.